The spiritual path is really different from what we think of when we think of self-help. There are a lot of materials out there right now under the category of self-help, all sorts of subject matter, all intended to help you really release your potential. And a lot of that material is very commendable. And I also, though, want to make a distinction between self-help and spirituality, because when we start to approach life through the spiritual lens, we are no longer perceiving our lives as something that is our own personal effort. We're not thinking of our own potential as something that we have to achieve by pulling ourselves up with our own bootstraps. When we embark on the spiritual path, we first accept the idea that we are not in this alone. This is not our sole endeavor. We enter really into a partnership with a wisdom and a power that is greater than ourselves. And that takes a little bit of adjustment for those of us who've been raised in a very individualistic culture. And we often are taught that to achieve anything, we have to work hard, and it's really up to our own efforts and striving. But a lot of the spiritual path is almost the opposite of that, because the striving, the effort, those things arise out of the ego. I remember many years ago, I was with a friend of mine visiting in California, and she regularly attended a sangha out there. And I went with her to one of the sangha gatherings, and after a time of meditation, there was a Dharma teacher there. And she gave a Dharma talk, and then afterwards people could pose questions. And there was one man in the group who was very earnest about his questions and really pulled her aside later to ask her a lot of things that I guess he was struggling with. And his earnestness really was quite noticeable. And my friend later told me, sort of chuckling, she said, "He's really intent on becoming enlightened." And it's really when we think that enlightenment or spiritual growth is something that we have to grasp for, we're really working against the path itself, because like the labyrinth, I think of the labyrinth as really a beautiful symbol, an image for the spiritual life. The labyrinth is a path that you enter and you walk slowly, meditatively, and the path leads you. It's not like a maze where you have to make choices about which direction is going to take you to your destination and which direction is going to end up in a dead end. With a labyrinth, the path itself leads you, and it leads you inevitably towards your center, and it is in that center that you discover who you truly are, and who you truly are is not the ego that you think you are. It is not an individual alone in this world, in this universe, struggling and striving to make your mark on the world or to survive. You are something that is part of something so vast, something eternal, something that is complete and total love. And that realization is accessible to you. And one of the first things that you have to do is to let go of your striving, because striving comes out of a feeling of lack, that there's something that you don't have. And in fact, the spiritual path will reveal to you that you are already everything that you need to be. So the spiritual path is different from self-help. When we embark on the spiritual life, we do so knowing that we are not alone, that we are being guided and assisted by a force that is greater than us, that knows us completely and loves us unconditionally.